Welcome to The Truth Lies Between. It's a podcast that goes deep into cases. One case, the first case, was Carla Gousset, which we'll be talking about today. Second case is Jessica Van Zandt Dietzel, which we have an episode, a few more episodes coming soon, and then we'll be moving on to another case. Now, if you don't follow us already, we're on Facebook, Missing Person Cases Network, same thing with YouTube. If you want to catch us on Instagram, it's missing_persons_network. And on Twitter at @the_MPC Network. You can also find our podcast on Anchor or any other podcast platforms. This is one. We have another and another. We have a couple podcasts. One of the podcasts we had called Suicided. That case is going to be featured on the 2021 first season of Unsolved Mysteries, and it's a suicide that clearly isn't a suicide, where I've been working closely with the family. We have a lot of other things in the works. Our Patreon page is almost up and running, and we're going to be putting out a lot of content, you know, a couple pieces of content a week, whether that's a video, a podcast, a live, things like that. So, if there's any cases you'd like us to feature, any serial kills, anything you want us that true crime related to talk about, just send us a message. And now we're going to get into the episode. First, I'm going to give a little synopsis of what I think about these videos now, and then we're going to talk about one. So, now that I've had more time to view and listen to the FBI videos, I have new opinions. I've, came to different conclusions now that I've watched them all pretty much a few times. I do feel as though Zach Gousset is completely defeated and has been. He hasn't quite said it, but I can tell he takes the blame for this. He is a complete mess. I know that he lost his job. He's not handling it well. And that's what happens when you have a child that goes missing and presumed dead. Melissa seems a little more sincere in the videos. And like I've always said, if something did happen, it was an accident. I don't think Melissa is a bad person. Or someone who would want to harm Carly for no reason. And like I've said, my opinion has changed. I don't 100% think that she's involved. I think that there was horrible, horrible policing done by Sheriff Braun. And a lot of people have equated that to Sheriff Braun covering for the Gousset's. And what I equated to is Sheriff Braun covering her own butt. She didn't really care who else looked bad from it. So I'm going to get into some other... I'm going to play some other clips, and we're going to talk about them.
In 16 years of doing this job, this is by far the toughest, most frustrating case I've worked on. I've thought about this case for every day for 2 years. I think about Carly a lot. I think about her family. I think through scenarios constantly on what could have happened to her. And as a human being, it does start to wear on you when you don't know. I think the hardest part for a family and for an investigator is just not knowing where somebody is. With Carly, where she went missing is a very desolate area, and to really just up and vanish like she did is mind-boggling. Somewhere somebody knows something, and we need that person or those people to come forward. That's what's a difficult about a small community like this is there's a lot of toxicity surrounding this case, and there's a lot of questions and finger pointing and name calling and all that kind of stuff that comes with small town politics. But what really needs to be the focus is finding Carly, and the only way we're going to do that is with the public's help.
So we just heard a clip, the video that the FBI agent, who's local, so there are regional FBI agents across the country. Some states have their own, some cities, depending how big the population is. And the FBI agent in charge of that area is Brad. Bilkerson, I believe, is his last name. And I've been told that allegedly he said that due to local politics, you know, he's staying as far away from the case as possible. Now, it's interesting that he mentioned local politics in his video. I think local politics are what is directly hindering this case. Like I've said many times, I believe Sheriff Braun dropped the ball from day one, wouldn't admit it, and just wouldn't, you know, submit, basically. Step up to the plate, say, look, we messed up, but we're going to investigate from here on out. It was not treated as a crime scene from the jump as it should have been. Now, many of you know that I have always thought that Melissa Gousset was involved. While I still believe that that's very plausible, I do believe that it's also entirely possible that this was random, either by someone who lives in that neighborhood or someone passing through, because the highway runs from California to Massachusetts, that particular highway. Now, one of the most important things about this video that you guys won't be able to get unless you go and watch it is how desolate this area really is. And it's hard to believe that, you know, just so happens that as she's, you know, walking out of the house, someone randomly, you know, comes upon her. But for those who listened to the witness case, Mr. Richard Eddy, he saw her that morning. He was the last person to really see her. It's not Melissa. Did he happen to do something to her? I mean, it's definitely possible, okay? You know, everyone knows I was very upset that he hasn't been talked to since that first day. Why not? That's Melissa's alibi. But maybe there's more to it that we don't know. Now, we know the FBI's on it. I know that we all think that we know more than everyone, but we do not, okay? The FBI, I'm going to have to say, knows a heck of a lot, and they know what they're doing. I'm sure there is a reason for these videos, and we may not find out for a while. But I think it's important that you go and look at them and see how vast this area is, and how hard it would be to be completely searched, and how easy it would be to hide a body. Now, I really hope that work in this case. Are they still getting tips? We're not hearing any of that. He definitely said someone knows something, and I agree with that tenfold. But who? Who are we talking about here? Now, he doesn't really give much detail or any new information, but I think that he's kind of trying to make a point. And his point isn't in what he says. It's the area. And he makes another point when he says how vast the area is, and that people don't just disappear like that. You know, to me, that's him kind of saying that something happened to her, and it wasn't that she just ran away, or that she got picked up. I think that's what he's kind of trying to say. I don't know. I'm not him. I can't speak for him. What do you guys think? Do you think that he's basically saying somebody very close to the area did something? Possibly even, you know, family. Now, her brother, we already went over this, her brother's interview, which to me is very disturbing. I'm not sure. I haven't got much feedback on it, on what you guys think. Do you think he's speaking like that because he knows something that happened? Or heard something that happened, because he was there that night? They weren't taken home. They weren't taken to the grandparents until the next day. Him and his other brother. You know, these videos, they're just... It's almost like... It makes no sense, but there has to be, like I said, there has to be a reason to. And what we're going to do next is we're going to listen to both of Melissa's videos, and then I'm going to just give my last little word on that. So I want to end this on this note. I do believe that a new suspect has arisen, in my eyes at least, and that is the person who technically is the last person to see her, which is witness Richard Eddy. His interview is weird. You know, he decided to go right up into the mountains to this specific area. You know, he was technically the last person to see Carly, if we believe his account. We know that it was most likely so. Person who did this, you know, 99% knew Carly, whether it was direct, like family, which, like I said many times, it was most likely an accident, or if it was somebody from the neighborhood. And I know that there are actually some sex offenders in the area, quite a few. It's very possible, okay? They just found that opportunity and they took it. So I think you have to look at everybody in this case. And I think many people who follow this online fail to do that because they just automatically believe it was Melissa. And that's not getting us anywhere. You know, the FBI did these videos for a reason. They don't do anything just for the fun of it or for the heck of it. Everything they do is calculated. They're the FBI. They're the best police organization in the world. They know what they're doing. If they don't consider her a suspect, that's probably a reason behind it. Or maybe they do, and this is what they're doing. We don't know. So, I'm still going to be releasing a video about some very sketchy things in this case. But I wanted to get this out there. Get everybody's thoughts. What do you think? You think the witness is possibly a suspect? Are you 100% on Melissa? Or do you think it could have possibly been a crime of opportunity for a local person? So, until next time, guys, I'm D and I'm out.